He is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to the practice of the daily office. Easter is a reminder that our God finds what is lost, fixes what is broken, and brings life from death. This certainly is a helpful reminder in this season of disruption. In this first week of Easter, let's ground ourselves in the presence of the risen Lord as we pause in the morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer. Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now you are in God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. This moment of silence is yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen with me to the Word of God. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Listen to this passage again. Is there a word or phrase that stands out? Is the Holy Spirit drawing your attention to any particular part of this passage? Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Consider what God has for you in this passage. Listen to the Lord. What is God saying to you through this passage today? Take a moment and respond to God in prayer. Lord, though we do not see you, may we nevertheless believe and trust in you today. Amen.